Listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes, nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else, these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please. In color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I am your most colorful Daffodil.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we're beaming out of the bunker with more wacky, warped, and weird every week. Right, Daffodil?
Exactly. That's all we ever do.
We live here in the bunker. It's bunker. It's nice. It's safe.
It's underground,
so if there's the end of the world as we know it, we'll be fine. That's cool, right, Daffodil?
It's very cool.
I tell ya. Anyway, on the show this week, we have some interesting stuff. A guy that just oozes of cheese. Oozes of cheese. Absolutely. Paul Peterson. He was an actor back in the early 1960s. He was on a show called The Donna Reed Show. His sister had a number one hit. Him, not so much, but he still had a lot of cheese.
He was in The Flying Nun, too, right?
Really?
Yes. We'll talk more about that later.
Okay. On top of that, it's been a while, but we have a Catbox cover song.
So exciting.
Oh, well.
We're so sorry, but so exciting.
Oh, why is this exciting, Daffodil? It's bad music.
I know, but this is the show that's made for bad music.
I know, but you should be more exciting. You say that word, so exciting.
I'm just not that enthusiastic today. I'm sorry. I'm just being colorful. I'm not being excited.
Why can't you be so exciting?
Because if I was, then I'd be you.
True. I can't argue that point.
Let's get into the music.
Yes, we have. I'm still amazed how many organ songs were turned out over the years.
Lots of people like to play with the organ.
Well, absolutely. But the whole thing is that back in the 1960s, it's like anybody would play popular music, including the Monkees. You remember the Monkees, Daffodil?
I know who the Monkees are.
Yeah, well, apparently, Lucien Hitou decided to do organ versions of, Monkees' hits, like Last Train to Clarksville. But we're starting off with I'm a Believer on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. the one radio show that 4 out of 5 dental assistants can't agree on, but you know what that fifth assistant knows and still listen anyway. Cheese, please, with your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And Last Train to Clarksville, the organ version.
Before odd. That,
yeah,
just odd.
Just a bit. And before that, Lucy and Hey Too, and I'm a Believer. And I'm sure Neil Diamond will be rolling into his grave on that one.
Not dead.
If he died.
Gotta be dead to roll in your grave.
If he died.
But he might be throwing things. At the wall when he hears that.
Actually, no, he probably gets some money out of that, so, I mean, he's not arguing too much, but you'd like to think he is, at the very
least. Screaming into a pillow.
Well, that was made famous, too, in the 90s with Shrek, the soundtrack done by Smash Mouth. But ultimately, that's my favorite version. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese Please, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird. And this week, we are talking about Paul Peterson.
Paul Peterson. What role did he play on the Donna Reed Show? Is her brother, right? Or someone's brother. I remember that.
Jeff Stone.
Oh, that's his name on the show.
Yes.
Early 1960s, sort of a Leave It to Beaver type, nice, white, clean family drama.
Eight seasons? Yup.
Wow. Family drama. Well, it was a comedy, though, right?
Yes, he started out as a mouseketeer.
Oh, really?
On the Mickey Mouse Club.
Really? A mouseketeer?
Yep. What? He did a lot of different movies and things and appeared in a bunch of other TV shows. But we're here to talk about his music.
Yes, which he made on the Donna Reed Show.
Some of it, yes. Some of it he continued to record after.
Okay.
But his big hits happened while he was on the Donna Reed Show.
And that's what we're going to focus on. Early 1960s, everyone is so happy and, you know.
Yes,
so
I know.
So clean.
So we're starting with the song.
No, don't say it yet. No. Not yet. We got Paul Peterson. Well, she can't find her keys shortly. Nice little innocent song.
Yes, it charted at number 19.
Wow, it hit the top 20. But we're starting off, I suppose this is his signature song that's been played.
I know. This made top 10.
Top 10. Oh, wow, you're so
excited.
It was
number 6.
Don't hit things. It's dangerous down here in the bunker. But, yes, top 10, number 6, and you can say the title.
My Dad, here on Cheese Please.
He isn't much in the eyes of the world. He'll never make history. No, he isn't much in the eyes of the world. But he the world to me. My dad, now here is a man. To me, he is everything strong. No, he can't do wrong. My dad.
There are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
Searching through her bag.
She says, just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for a squeeze.
She pulls out lipstick, powder, bubble gum, and bobby pins. But she can't find her keys. Curlers, tweezers, cold cream, and candy bars. But she can't find her keys. Mail file, school books, an autograph of baby, and she can find with these. But I'm standing here waiting for a good night kiss, cause she can't find her keys. And then it all starts happening again.
She says, just a moment, please. I can't find my keys. And here's what happens while he's waiting for a squeeze.
She pulls out gumdrops, glasses, magazines, and tangerines. But she can't find her keys.
Her keys.
Presley records, hairspray, and jelly beans. But she can't find her keys.
Her keys.
Eyebrow pencils, perfume and potato chips, and portable batteries. But I'm standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, cause she can't find her keys.
But he's standing here waiting for a goodnight kiss, cause she can't find her keys.
She pulls out frozen custard, piano bench, pretzels and a monkey wrench, tennis racket, army cuts, pumpkin seeds and coffee pots, watermelons, goalposts, a rabbit's foot and French toast, fire hydrant, ash can, TV set, electric fan, but she can't find her keys.
Cheese, please! Paul Peterson, reflecting on Daffy's purse, it seems, and she can't find her keys.
I don't have a piano bench in there.
Well, everything else, it seems.
Yes, and that was Shelley Fabre backing him up on this one, and I think we have her coming up again now.
Yes, Paul Peterson with Shelley Fabre. And what did they do before rock and roll on...
Cheese, please!
Say, Dad.
Yes, kid.
We'd like to have a heart-to-heart talk.
Uh-oh. Have you spoken to your mother yet?
No, Dad. We want to ask you.
Well, I guess you're both old enough.
What we want to know is, what did they do before rock and roll? How'd they ever make it, bless my soul? All day long they had to listen to.
My time is your time.
What did they do before Elvis beat? Baby in the Navalon and Brenda Lee. All they heard on the radio was,
when the flew of the light missed the bubble.
I found some ancient records from 1945. I put a couple on the phonograph. Laugh. Oh, well, I thought I'd die. Now let me tell you, Dad, it was an awful sound to hear what 27 cats were putting down. I couldn't believe my ears, it was a shock to me, 'cause all that they were playing was the melody. They had a thing called swing, they didn't have no beat. That ricky-ticky music never moved my feet. And then I played a record, strangest thing I heard. I know you'll think I'm kooky, but I heard each word. They didn't twang guitars, I mean, like, it was sad. And tell me, what's a Hugo Winterhalter, Dad? So poor for those old-time souls, they never had the benefit of rock and roll. All they heard on the radio was, oh no!
Cheese, please! And Paul Peterson with Shelley Fabre's his sister on the show, right?
I wouldn't know that. I never watched the show.
Oh, fine. You're full of actually information there.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Fine. What did they do before rock and roll? And, well, what did they do? Well, you know, you could say that today. What did they do before rap music? And this is what they did.
Well, before rap music, we had good music.
Ah, yeah. Well, let's not go there. We don't want to go there. Any final words on Paul Peterson?
I think his lasting legacy is going to be his activism rather than his music.
Really?
Yes, after the suicide of former child star Rusty Hammer in 1990, Peterson founded a child actor support group to improve working conditions for child actors and to assist in the transition between working as a child actor and adult life, whether they were going to continue in acting or move on to other professions.
Wow, he got
That's way more important.
Yeah, but, you know, we got to look at the cheese, too.
Yes,
you know,
and the music is cheese.
Yes, but, you know, hey, he did a great thing in his life, undeniably. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to Cheese, Please, and now we're going to do this.
Cat Box cover songs. Songs so bad.
Get out the kitty litter.
They should have been sparrows.
Uh-oh, here's where the cat gets nasty. Wow! He's got good right to be...
I still think that was a wild cat and not a domestic cat.
You sure?
It's pretty mean.
I don't know. I don't know who those voices are. I think I picked them up on some internet thing. On the show this week for our Catbox cover song, you know the Eagles, right? They're everywhere on radio. They're everywhere. I don't know why, but they're everywhere.
Some people really like them.
Yeah, but the group called The Originals weren't very original when they covered the Eagles' New Kid in Town. Make sense?
Yes, makes lots of sense.
On?
Cheese, please!
So familiar. is watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new.
I could say that about the song. I don't want to hear it, but we played it anyway.
Exactly. The Eagles are never, ever going to be on our show because there's no really bad Eagles song.
Yeah.
There's songs you don't like, but they're not bad.
True.
But I got to say, I learned a really cool Eagle fact recently, and I want to share it.
Oh, what the hey, right?
Exactly. Did you know the Eagles were originally formed as a backup group for Linda Ronstadt?
Really?
Yeah, they got together. They were supposed to back her up on tour, and they realized they were all kind of good together, so they decided to go off and form their own band instead.
Oh, the heck with Linda Ronstadt.
Pretty much. She had to find a whole new backup band.
Oh, man. They're living in a different world on that one. My name is Starfton.
And I'm Daffodil, and we have wound our way to the end of yet another episode of Cheese Please.
Oh, really?
It's your tornado on the radio. You blink and you'll miss it.
Yeah, pretty much. You keep track of the time. I just talk, and sometimes you actually have to tie me in again.
Sometimes I have to hit you with a stick.
Yeah, well, you know, we think you get a little shack wacky here in the bunker by now, but we're doing pretty good, all things considered. You know,
It's quiet. It's peaceful. I like it in here.
Yes, it's really nice. And we have so many rooms. We go up and down the stairs. That's kind of fun every so often.
Lots of exercise going up and down the stairs.
As a matter of fact,
and up and down the stairs.
Matter of fact, before I came in here in the room to record the show, I went downstairs because, you know, it's that bunker thing, right?
Up and down and up and down.
And not the bunker thing. What am I talking about? It's the tube thing, the pneumatic tube here in the bunker. I never really understood why they actually have one of those things, but...
Well, at one point, I believe this might have been a military installation. I'm not sure. And they needed to communicate between floors without going up and down the stairs and up and down the stairs.
True. They would send documents up and down in the tube. So
they would send information to each other.
Turn on the tube here.
Ding, 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 ding.
And we open the door. And I open the big tube here.
Hi, how you doing? I'm in the tube.
You are so strange sometimes.
Hey, I get the piece of paper.
You better hurry.
And it tells me to play Crazy Crazy by Lord Crazy and the Cervaris this week. Ending off the show. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Come back next week. There'll be more shenanigans.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
We're going to hear all the recorded music that...